It was an abnormally cold day in September. Years ago now. I almost don't even remember what year it happened in. My mom had just left to go get groceries from Aldi. She took my youngest brother, Walker, with her. So it was just me, two of my sisters at home, because my other brother was still at school. So it was just us three at home. My sister comes out of her room to talk to me. Right as she's walking through the hallway, we hear the sound of glass breaking in the basement. Everybody goes completely silent. And then we hear more glass breaking, and the reality of the situation hits us. Somebody's breaking into our house. Well, it's just us, home alone. A couple of recent teenagers and not even 10-year-old. So, it's horrifying. We run to my sister's room while spamming our mom with texts. It's like, call the police for us, call the police for us, because we had iPod touches at the time. So we are spamming her with texts, tons of texts. She says, run into our room, go into the bathroom, lock yourself in the bathroom, lock the door to our room, then lock the bathroom door, and then get in the shower and close that door too. So that's exactly what we did. And I just remember, I looked down at my hands, and I was shaking. It was like an earthquake, but the ground wasn't shaking. I was shaking. And I just remember hearing the police sirens in the background. But the scariest thing I do remember, while the police sirens were fading in, the burglar, he kicks down the door to my parents' bedroom. We hear him grabbing as many things as he can. He took my mom's wedding ring. He took a bunch of other valuable pieces of jewelry, iPads, all that. But he comes up to the bathroom door, and he grabs onto that locked doorknob, and he jiggles it. And I remember thinking, like, wow, this burglar's about to break in and see all of us in here, and he might kill us. He might kill all of us. So I remember I took one step in front of my siblings. And then the police sirens got loud enough that the burglar heard him. And he sprints out. I just remember walking out and seeing my mom in tears. And I could not, I don't know how I felt. I still don't know how I felt about that. But that was the story of how my house got broken into while I was in it.